In France, people living with disabilities may have more reason for hope. This summer, President Jacques Chirac promised he'd use his new term in office to improve their lives. Although the French government does provide stipends for every disabled person, the country lags behind in terms of transportation, accessibility, and jobs. NPR's Nick Spicer has more from Paris.
Patrice Tripoteau has always needed a wheelchair to get around on his own. So, over the years, he's acquired a fair amount of autonomy, never shying away from a small step or driving his own car around town. But life in the French capital isn't always easy.
Comme tout Parisien, je veux soit aller prendre un café ou soit aller me déplacer par le métro.
Like any Parisian, I want to go to a cafe or use the metro station, says Tripoteau with a grin, wheeling towards an intersection where there are both. But he says 90% of the metro is off limits to him, and while he can go to the sidewalk cafe, he better not have to use the bathroom. Space is cramped in the French capital, and many restrooms are also downstairs. Tripoteau says he doesn't want any special treatment, just to be able to do what everyone else does. It's a wish President Jacques Chirac has promised to fulfill.
Ce sont les handicapés qui, en France, pas encore trouvé leur place convenablement.
In his annual Bastille Day interview, the French president said the disabled have not found a dignified place in society. He declared improving their lot one of the three big projects of his presidency. Chirac was short on details. Perhaps with reason. The list of needs is long. 60% of disabled adults are without a job. Only 5% of kids with disabilities make it to high school. Many children go to Belgium or Sweden for vacations because there just aren't the facilities here. France has a 27-year-old law providing for all kinds of accessibility, job quotas and so on, but it isn't always applied. The government itself doesn't meet its own targets for hiring disabled workers. And then there is the mindset problem. Marc Rousseau runs the biggest association for the physically disabled in France, the APF. He says things are better further north, in Scandinavia and Britain, and blames France's Latin character.
Donc de tradition catholique.
Because of Catholicism, we closed handicapped people into the idea of salvation, rather than taking into account what they wanted. The church told them, since you are handicapped, you are saved. Their hell was sort of the time they spent on earth.
For many French disabled people, something like heaven, if not salvation, can be found in the United States. French magazines and websites for the disabled talk about how easy it is to travel in New York, to take a plane or train in the U.S., and about how relatively independent the American disabled are. And the French are inspired by how disabled Americans used the civil rights movement to become more accepted in everyday life. Jean-Christophe Parizeau has muscular dystrophy.
It's true, people here often criticize the American social system as individualistic, even cruel. But the Americans have a bold way of viewing the handicapped person. In France, they think you are an extraterrestrial, not a citizen.
To make sure they are treated as citizens, Parizeau has engaged in U.S.-style community politics, or fighting for minority rights. He created a political party 2 years ago called the Collective for Handicapped Democrats. It hasn't scored well in the polls, but it does show up in the media. Parizeau credits it with putting disabled people on the political agenda, and even sparking Chirac's speech. He says the only way to get politicians to pay attention to disabled people's needs was to create a party that might take away their votes. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.